You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
And the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles.
And when you're laughing.
When you're laughing.
Oh, you're laughing.
Oh, you're laughing.
Mm, when the sun comes shining through.
Shining through.
When you're crying.
When you're crying.
You bring on the rain.
Bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing.
Stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of Beat Exchange. And of course, I have James Neighbors from Overpasses for America and Josh as our engineer.
January 2nd, 2023.
Very good. Thank you.
All day long.
All right. Oh, man. So, I want to wish everybody a happy new year and all the things that come with that. What about you, James?
Oh, definitely. I really do hope we have a happy new year. Everybody does this year. And, you know, certainly don't want to wish ill on anybody. It's you know, we're off to a new year. Hopefully we can, you know, all bounce back and get back to just being America again.
Well, that's going to take a little bit, but, you know, I'm not going to put up with anybody that makes me ill. I mean,
oh, absolutely not. And, you know, I think, you know, with the new data that's coming out, they're, you know, with their really having a hard time defending the vaccine and, you know, all of the mRNA vaccines. I mean, China and Russia are especially critical of them. But a lot of people are having sudden death and mysterious heart attacks that were perfectly healthy. And I think it's gonna be a rough year for that this year, but I do believe people will eventually be held accountable.
Well,
James, did you see the former NFL player dropped dead of a heart attack at 38?
Oh yeah, 38. No, I was thinking you were talking about Franco Harris, and you know he was another one that took it. So.
No, this is a former offensive lineman, played for the Jaguars. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce his name correctly, but yeah, that hit today. He was 38 years old.
38.
Wow. I mean, you know, I know those guys are pretty hefty. You know, they put a lot of load on their heart when they, you know, keeping that weight up at 300-ish pounds. But 38 is not normal for no matter what you're doing. You know.
Well, don't look. We're dealing with crimes against humanity, so we can't downplay it. We got to be straight up. I mean,
that really is what we're dealing with, is crimes against humanity. And you know, the Twitter files that are coming out are just absolutely damning to the government. I mean, it's just incredible that, you know, we've actually got intelligence agencies and other government agencies, including the White House itself, conspiring with Twitter, you know, to affect elections before the elections, and then after it's all done, to, you know, stifle information and to smear, you know, President Trump. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, that kind of started with the tech giants when I read back in 2010, that they were having meetings at the White House with Obama and Eric Holder as U.S. Attorney General, and U.S. government employees to write flattering articles about Obama personally and as president and about his radical agenda. And the people who were coming to the meetings were Alphabet Inc., you know, its parent company, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and some other, you know, my throat, excuse me, my vocal cords go out.
Well, you know, they talk about the interference in the elections by big tech and their censorship, right?
Right.
Just to give you an idea, before I started being censored, shadow banned at first by Facebook, before all of that began until my page was eventually removed outright for, you know, some vague violation of terms of service, before that, I was literally reaching 1 in 10 Americans a week. A month from my Facebook page. I was literally attracting that many people to the things that I had to say politically. But of course, they can't have anything like that.
Right.
And, you know, if you're looking for, you know, like where Build the Wall and America First, well, Charles Lindbergh first coined America First back around the turn of the 20th century, but it hadn't really been used all that much until I brought that back. And I was kind of proud when Trump latched onto all that and used it as part of his campaign because we had brought those things back, you know, to the public
on
overpasses.
Yeah, on overpasses for America, right.
No, I mean, now think about as far as, now 2014 is where the censorship really started. Now, think about how potential opinions would have been changed had Facebook not censored me and the Hunter Biden things and Ashley Biden's diary. Mm-hmm. Had been available freely for the public to examine and determine to their own, you know, through their own examination if it was real or not. Imagine if we'd had the ability to, you know, report on things like this on social media without interference. Right. I dare say that with me reaching 1 in 10 Americans in a month, I probably by myself would have changed the elections to Trump. Regardless of the numbers of cheating.
Jesus, you know? That's serious. That's serious, James. Don't you think, Josh?
I don't really toot my own horn very often, but I really was reaching that many people.
I know, Jesus. Well,
I think it just goes a little deeper, though, when in terms of what they bury in the stories, the derangement syndrome is very real,
right.
And all of that stuff could be out.
Right.
And it still would have been, well, anything's better than Trump.
Right.
Crack pipe and all.
Right.
It would have still been, well.
Well, I know that back then in 2010, I was reading some of the articles, but that's when they started controlling the tech giants of what we could know, like to scrub all information, like Operation Fast and Furious, the admissions by Pelosi and Reid of the illegal maneuvers and improper procedures they intended to use to force the passage of health care reform. So a lot of things got scrubbed because I was keeping the links to show people, show my mother would have found, and the stuff would be disappearing, you know, off the internet. And so
absolutely.
Right. So when they came to his reelection, you couldn't find nothing about Operation Fast and Furious, nothing. You barely find anything about problems in Benghazi or problems in Afghanistan when they talked about stopping waterboarding at Gitmo when there was no waterboarding going on. He was acting like he was, that when he became president, he stopped it. It was all bull. And then what happened, and that included Feinstein, U.S. Senator Feinstein, included Nancy Pelosi acting like they knew nothing about waterboarding at Gitmo when they were involved in the CIA briefings. And so I'm doing all this research. I mean, you got to really go around. But one thing leads to another, you know, but you spend time doing it. And so they were involved in the briefings, and they had asked what more can be done. And this was after 9/11. So and soon after that, because they brought that up, that's when they had those 7 high-ranking CIA agents killed in that outpost in Afghanistan because they didn't have proper security with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. that gets overlooked, that they televised it and showed these people's family, you know, and it doesn't come up about the lack of security at the at the different outposts with the American troops until it happened with Benghazi, and he was already reelected with problems in
And then, well, of course, immediately after he was reelected, we finally got to find out about Extortion 17 in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
You know, they weren't about to have a double whammy scandal hit them at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that was completely snuffed out by the media until after the election when it happened, you know, in August. You know,
It happened
5 months before the election. And the White House successfully snuffed it from being reported by the media.
Exactly. And that was the tech giants doing that, you see.
Well, it was coming straight out of Obama's White House.
Exactly.
This is not to be reported
Obama,
on.
Obama-Biden White House. And then we got the illegitimate, Obama's illegitimate, Biden-Harris. It's the same thing. Obama's running a third term and, you know, people just need to understand that. You don't think this crazy man that they got posing as a president is doing anything, you know, but covering up, dumping all the data and websites on the pedophiles with child porn rings and child sex crimes and sex trafficking.
Well, I think the online censorship when it comes to social media that picked up right around when everybody had high smartphone, 2012, 13, 14.
Right.
That's just the evolution of your regular TV news media.
Right.
Well, we don't have to censor you. We just won't talk about your story.
Right.
Bill Clinton ran for president with a decade of running cocaine through Arkansas.
See, there's Josh. It ain't just me pulling out all kind of stuff.
And that the investigation about stolen aircraft and everything in Arkansas got squashed because... Well, he's going to be the next president,
right?
So we're just going to forget this. And then even with Tom Cruise making a movie about it,
right?
It's still, and it's just out there. But if we don't talk about it.
Right. Well, you know,
there is an excellent story in the archives of the Wall Street Journal called The MENA Connection.
The what?
And it lays the whole thing out.
MENA Collection.
The MENA Connection. Because George W. Bush... And I'm sorry, H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton, for a decade, working with Colombian cartels, were importing a ton of cocaine per week into MENA, Arkansas, a little rural airport.
And that is 35, 40 years ago, long before social media, where your censorship was simply the three news stations won't talk about
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Yep. But it's well documented. Anybody that's curious should really go to the Wall Street Journal and look up their archives. I mean, it's easy to find. Just type in their search, you know, MENA, M-E-N-A, and you will be surprised.
You know, the Tom Cruise movie about this, American Made, was supposed to be called MENA.
Oh, indeed.
And they were forced to change it. That's why it has this very bland American.
What is the,
American Made is the name of the
American
movie.
Oh, Lord. Well, I can tell you a story. Around that time, all that was happening, I was working with the band, and we were going through Arkansas, and one of the gigs that they had was at Whitewater Tavern. And I was told that sometimes they go into lockdown if the governor wants to come in, and they don't open until the governor's ready to leave. Back up. You know, you can't either stay in until the governor's after the governor's ready to leave. Well, I knew nothing really about, I wasn't paying attention to political things. And so, sure enough, the manager comes after they play their gig and they're going to go into, you know, like the after gig stuff. That's when the manager to the Whitewater Tavern came up to me and said, look, you know, if you want to stick around, you know, governor's coming, but we don't let anybody out until he's way gone. But we don't know what time he'll decide to leave. It's like, what? You know? But it was Bill Clinton. So anyway, we'll be back after this break. You're listening to WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange.
Oh, Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-20
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
Join professional money manager Bill Gunderson for Best Stocks Now, weekdays at noon, only on WGSO 990 AM.
Pope Brassinger passed away, but he liked Mozart. But I thought I'd play this for
him. You know, I know a little bit of opera trivia that you'll probably be surprised to know.
Okay.
You know, everybody knows Luciano Pavarotti, right? Probably the greatest, you know, opera singer of at least the modern era, right? And, I mean, was a man had an incredible voice. But did you know that for a brief period, about 5 years, Freddie Mercury was selling more opera tickets in Europe than Luciano Pavarotti.
James, I'd have to have proof of that. No.
It was an article I was reading about Freddie Mercury right after he died, and I was like, well, go figure that. I mean, I knew the guy could sing, but dang, that's crazy.
Right. But, you know, one thing's good for the new year. Alabama will now allow concealed carry without a permit beginning yesterday.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, and they're looking at that in Oklahoma, too, because right now to conceal carry, you actually have to still have a permit. Isn't that silly? You can open carry. People can see your gun all day long, and you don't have to have a permit.
Isn't that wild? You can open carry.
Yeah, but to conceal, you have to have a permit.
Like if you pull your shirt tail over your weapon, it's concealed. That's crazy.
Yep.
You know, I think
you know, when I'm in the mood to open carry in public, I just use a shoulder holster, so I'm not even playing around. Here it is. you know.
No, I gotta show the whole stuff. So, but I don't have a gun.
You know,
yeah.
Speaking of guns,
I got a perfect show of the whole stuff.
You know, there was one gun used on January 6th that killed Ashley Babbitt.
Right.
Did you hear about Pelosi's staff?
Yeah.
And the security up there, you know,
yeah, the emails.
All the info that's coming out now that they aren't censoring the truth.
Right.
We find out that the whole reason the thing happened on the 6th to begin with is because Pelosi lowered the security levels of what was.
She planned it. There's other emails that say she planned it, and her contact was the FBI operative Ray Epps. They got emails between them.
Oh, yeah, and for anybody that's read that Ray Epps is just this poor victim and he didn't actually do anything or blah, 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 if you believe any
Ray
of that,
Epps is a traitor.
I challenge you to go to YouTube, and it's not censored. It's right there on YouTube. And just look up Ray Epps January 6th, and you'll find about four different videos where he's very clearly instigating the crowd, but for some reason or other, this guy never spent a minute in a jail cell.
Well, he was on the list, but you see, you know, she needed a distraction. And when she knew that the Republicans had these emails recent because they just got them from FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests. It took them this long to get it from January 6th, 2021. But they should have been cooperative from the very beginning. That's not right. It's almost like we have two divides, you know, and it's like thugocracies. You know, when everybody's supposed to be...
Why are Democrats so terrified of election recount?
Yeah. What's going on in Arizona is pathetic. And what Brad Raffinger, from Georgia's Secretary of State, what he did before the January 6th committee, ought to get him a noose necktie right along with Liz Cheney.
Oh, and Kinzinger. Oh, my God.
Oh, Kinzinger. He's getting in there. You know.
That guy is just such a mess. I mean, you know, he said the other day that if Trump doesn't get an indictment, there won't be any justice in America. And I'm sitting there reading this article that he's, you know, they quoted him and thinking to myself, that's funny. That's what I was just thinking about you.
No, he's taken over from Schiff because people want Schiff to resign, period. So anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to be coming back in a little bit. It's Barbara Hood with the Beat Exchange and James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. Josh, our engineer.
Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at sirspeedynewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do it.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5 from the heart.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. An Addis police officer faces two counts of negligent homicide after his vehicle struck a car with three passengers in Brule and killed two teenage girls while he was participating in a high-speed chase Saturday. 18th Judicial District Attorney Tony Clayton says once the evidence comes out, the public will be enraged over Officer David Cawthon's actions.
You know, I'm a strong supporter of police officers, but sometimes there are bad decisions that are made. This was a horrible decision.
A candlelight vigil will be held at Brule High School tonight, honoring 17-year-old Maggie Dunn and 15-year-old Caroline Gill. Louisiana ranks third for the worst roads in America, according to Consumer Affairs. Deputy editor at Consumer Affairs, Cassidy McCants, says they found Louisiana doesn't spend enough money on its roads.
So among the Southeast states, it's in the bottom three for per capita expenditure on roads.
McCants says based on the data collected, drivers in Louisiana spend an average of $658 a year on costs related to bad road conditions. LRN.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-301-7166. 800-301-7166. 800-301-7166.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
So, guess y'all know who that is with Eric Clapton and Pavarotti. So you listen to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. I'm sitting here with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America and Josh. I have a hard time pronouncing your last name, Josh. Bosch.
Dausch.
Dausch. See y'all? Anyway, Dausch. And so we're here in New Orleans. This is the only, I don't know of any other city where you have the heater on and then you have to take the heater off and put the air conditioner on in the same day. I mean, it's weird.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to say thank you guys for sending a blast of warm air up to Oklahoma.
Yeah. Jesus. I mean, we need
It's going to be in the 60s for a few days thanks to that blast coming in from the Gulf. So,
man, it's like all my plants are brown. They melted. I don't know. I got some pretty strong plants, but it's sort of weird. But anyway, oh, I want to name the states that have this, you know, that it's open carry, and it's Alaska. Of course, it would be Alaska. You got bears hunting. Arizona, because there's a lot of crazy people in Arizona. Arkansas, crazy people there too. Georgia, oh, real crazy people. Idaho, yeah, well, you know, considering the news. Indiana, that's where that traitor came from, Mike Pence. And Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, ooh, that's where McConnell's from. I don't know what those people are doing there. Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, of course, because they were going to open carry no matter what. And Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Now, with all those states, Louisiana, you got to jump through hoops. I mean, that's crazy. We have a U.S. Constitution. We don't need anything tacking it. We tacked on to it that you can only have your rights to the U.S. Constitution once in a while if you do this. No, no, no. We had them since we were born. Inalienable rights. What?
You know, unlike the predictions of the gun control crowd, states that have allowed constitutional carry, you know, there has not been a mass spate of shootouts in the Walmart parking lots. You know, like right. They were all saying, oh, my gosh, there will be shootouts in public, you know, and you know, thinking this we were going to revert to the Wild West. No, what's actually happened has been a drop in crime, uh-huh. You know.
Well, James, here in New Orleans, we get those shootouts in the grocery store parking lots.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, but they heard you have gun control there, don't you?
That we have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and see, if you had gun, if you didn't. It goes back to, good grief, I can't think of his name now. Author said that an armed society is a polite society because when you must back up your manners with your life, when you must back up your words with your life, manners are good.
Yeah. Well, here's a quote. If the American people ever find out what we've done, they'll chase us down the street and lynch us. That's H.W. Bush, June 1992, around the time that the Clintons got into the White House. And, you know, so I think we would chase them right now. I know I saw some video that was put up on YouTube with Nancy Pelosi. I forget where it was. And I always hate to say I forget where it was, but she was walking down the a passageway, so it was kind of hard to tell where she was. And she was walking down a passageway, an outdoor building with a bunch of people, and she was on a photo op, you know, tour. And I don't know how people in and around that area had something to say about it, about her. And so she just smiled and ignored him and just walked in. But, you know, I think that, see, there's my thanks to the New Orleans Musicians Clinic. I learned how to do some things like blow my vocal cords when they get paralyzed up like a frog. But hey, it works. So, not for long. But anyway, and there was other things with other people. And that's, you know, it's like we shouldn't have to be silent about anything. You know, that's not supposed to be our life. You know, but my mother was Sicilian. My father was from Ponchatoula. He was a U.S. Marine. My mother came here through Ellis Island and became a citizen. But sitting back and learning how to have discipline when other people are being crazy is no good. So this is what I got to say. You know, get armed, learn how to use it, take care of your business, and call the police later, because, you know, depending on the police to take care of business, too many corrupt police. Now, there's good ones now. They are good ones.
But it's just the response time.
The response
even the best intended police officer is going to be there after the fact.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so like, no, I mean, it's your right to defend your life, period.
Right, exactly.
It's not anybody else's responsibility either.
Exactly. And you see, when somebody is harassing you, like unrequested services, say demanding work like we had with this cleaning woman, you know, and her son, it was serious violent offenders known to target the elderly with arrest records to prove it. As soon as they come on your property, that's when they hit the pavement coming on your property. That's when it starts. You know, when that call comes and they tell you, say, no, I'm not interested, and they came over demanding stuff. As soon as they get on your property, that's it. That's the time where you could do anything you want. You can. And you say, don't wait for when they get an extra key and come into your house in the middle of the night at 2:30 in the morning, to where I got to be awake at 2 o'clock in the morning for this woman trying to set up a home invasion. That's what was going on, and even the neighbors knew about it. But, you know, being you know, isolated for 2 months, it ain't any big thing to say Whitman and Desiree Shaw, but hey, let's just cover it up with the woman. It's got a life insurance policy in my name with
well,
her
you know,
as beneficiary. I mean, that's like, you know, this is like I find this out in 2020. That's all. I'm just throwing that in there, because if you don't, you have to protect your home front from people just like the Mackles family in St. Bernard, that dirty attorney.
Well, you know,
it's one with the ID in my name.
One crime that we don't have much here in Oklahoma because of the Second Amendment are home invasions. Now, just like any other state, we did, but they passed what they originally called the Make My Day Law.
Oh.
They literally called the law the Make My Day Law.
We need one
here. And, you know, and then it expanded to just like, you know, general self-defense. Even
very good.
Yeah, and it had originally started out on property. Well, that worked out so well, there were no crazy shootings or anything like that. Like, you know,
like that, Josh.
And you know, then they, once they realized that the citizens were being responsible with this law and it was only being applied properly, well, then they they widened it to a general self-defense law. It's kind of like a castle doctrine wherever you
right.
go.
That's what we have, the castle doctrine.
It's funny it doesn't exist everywhere, because there's legal precedents that the cops aren't obligated to protect you.
Yes, that's
true.
So
like when they let someone go, or a drunk driver goes and they end up killing someone later, you can't sue the police. There's multiple,
right.
like, it's been set.
Yeah, but this is the deal.
And you can't defend
yourself.
If they yourself.
Don't, right. If they don't take a police report on something, say like identity theft, and you got proof of who's doing it, and then you got injuries because of the person coming and attacking you for reporting them to the police, then when I identify booking photos, that's what they do to everybody. So they would, what we were experiencing, they already had police arrest records for. And I asked why they're not in prison. And you're not going to believe the answer that I got. They go into prison this time, write down everything that they did, and anybody that stands in the way is going to get obstruction of justice charges. Yeah? You see, man made the car.
The chick is over the road. Man made the train. Carried the heavy load. Man made the electric lights.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's French for bread. Leidenheimer.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Made the ark. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't make nothing.
Nothing.
But a woman or a girl.
See, my mom and I used to watch all of the opera stuff on the big screen. We had surround sound. And that was one of the trips that we were going to take with my sister, my mom, and me to go to Sicily to meet her family that they intercepted because they wanted our money. Money, money, money. But hey, we're going to play that one real soon, too. Well, it's already being played. We're just going to point it out a little bit. And of course, when a couple of things that I helped to bring forward. Now, I'm not saying I was the one, but part of the things that have been mentioning on when I first started the Beat Exchange here is that attorneys now have to disclose how much money they have made from a client. Yeah. You know. And yeah, that's right. How much money they've made from a client. That's in the legal industry. And the main deal is that we have to have elderly protective services. They call it different in other states, but we got a lot of musicians and artists now. That's a trendy thing to target. And so, for, you know, collectibles. So we need
you
to...
What? Oh, go ahead. Let's finish up and then I got...
Yeah. No, we need to have a firm process to really provide elderly protective services. And that's for every single EPS agency, because there's tons of them. They don't interlock. That should be entered into a central database, the complaints, every day for the state police to review. And whatever's of suspicious nature, to escort the local police jurisdiction to ensure that a police report is allowed to be filed. Because with us reporting the cleaning woman driving up to our mailbox, we couldn't even get a police report. What is she doing? Well, she was pulling out evidence that she's blackmailing my brother's wife on, that she was sending to our address. And she was also getting a bogus ID in my name sent to her address. But they knew it. The authorities knew it because this is her arrests were all under different aliases. So instead of taking my concept and working it up for the state legislature, say the governor, instead, when I'm asking, you know, for attention to tying to having elder protective services and to close the loopholes that organized crime syndicates use when preying upon elderly and medical vulnerable. Instead, they decide that they're going to give a directive to EPS that nothing could be investigated that happened prior to 2018. He's been in office since 2016. So there you go. Rodney Green in May says he didn't block anything from being investigated. By June 10th, I was in a slammer accident because it was exposing a lot, because serious crimes are committed in the state of Louisiana, and some sheriffs just don't want to file a police report, which means they know about it going down. Just like when I started talking about this cleaning woman that we stopped using, having a group of cell phones in a purse with tape on it with people's names. Someone told me, hearing that, to say she was using burner phones because that's a gangster thing when something's going down. So there you go. I'm quite sure the police knew when I told them that. And this was before I got the knife in my face telling me how it's going to be, but I got a mark on my arm, you know. But let's see. Randy is the ER nurse. He didn't relate any of that. So we got the medical mafia, you know, that we know happened with the vaccines, you know, that's a real deal. We have people that have used vehicles as a weapon. So me saying I was in a slammer accident and targeted, that's not off, you know, just out of my bag of tricks. You know, that's their bag of tricks. And it's not the first time they used a weapon on me. You know, so it's not a, and I had pictures of them shooting out the back window of my Lincoln. I put it on the WGSO webpage. So this is just things that I'm not going to be silent about. I'm saying it again so that people stand up and take care of business, because we cannot allow our government people that are supposed to protect us from such behavior be participating in it. So that's really... But that's a happy new year thing. Really? So, we what about your what you were saying, James? Where's James? He fell off.
Just in regards to what you were just saying, I really.
What?
A publicly funded, you know, where somebody that makes their money from tax dollars, you know, they do a public service or work for the government, right? I think that when they are caught violating the law and convicted, that they should get the maximum sentence allowable under law for betrayal of public trust.
Exactly. I could tell the people in the papers that my mother said she was forced to sign when I found her beat up in the hospital to a living pope. She was in intensive care for a while. Nobody told me or my sister. No, because they had picked out the people's booking photos. You know, pitiful. Pitiful. But you see, they call me Cuckoo because they think I'm crazy exposing all of that. Yeah, well, I think you're crazy for trying to pull it on people. So we got checkmate going on. Let's see how deep and how strong I could show the depth of your corruption and how far you'll go. I mean, if you're targeting the elderly, you're pretty low. No matter how up in society you are. Right?
The worst thing is we've just gotten used to this. You know, you expect when somebody, even it could be your best friend from high school, right? Could be your best friend from high school. And they say, and they tell you, oh, well, yeah, I'm, you know, what do you do for a living? Oh, I hold seat such and such in the state house. And you immediately, your brain goes, wow, I didn't think they'd be that crooked in life.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and we shouldn't think that about our elected and officials.
Exactly.
But we do. Why? Because odds are they have become corrupt.
Right.
And it's just sad.
Right.
It's just sad. And we need to, I don't know what the answer is.
No, the answer
really
is,
owe it to
is
our
honesty.
Children to fix it.
No, we're not going to, Jesus. The whole idea is these people take an oath. Judges take an oath of vision of fairness, but they cockeyed. Well, you know, that shouldn't be everybody's fault that goes before them. You know, you're either dirty or you're not dirty. If you don't release transcripts from your court, you're dirty. There's no excuse for it.
I mean, they took an oath to uphold the Constitution. All of them did. And I think that ought to mean that as soon as they break that oath, you no longer have a job.
Right. Look, we got to go to next. Right. Exactly. Ejection button. I think Ron Paul ought to be House Speaker. Because he's got Festivus report, $500 billion of outrageous spending. But anyway, we got to go. We'll see you same time next week. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, James Neighbors, Overpassers for America. Check him out on the internet. And we'll see you next week, Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread.
Leidenheimer.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment,
current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM. Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.